From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
A grieving family speaking out as Philadelphia police search for the suspects who killed this innocent teenager on a SEPTA bus. It happened over the weekend. There's now a $20,000 reward being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. So the victim, identified as Zakir Whitfield, shot while on that bus near 40th Street and Girard Ave in West Philadelphia, happened Saturday afternoon. He was a student at Upper Darby High School. So Philadelphia police say he was just sitting in the back of the SEPTA bus. Four underage suspects boarded, and there was some kind of a scuffle. We don't know exactly if they were trying to rob people or this victim in particular. The bus stops at 40th and Girard. So the one of the four gets off the bus at that point, turns and fires his weapon that he had fires his gun, killing Whitfield. Police have now identified the suspect, underage 17-year-old Zyke Davis, releasing his photograph, putting it everywhere. Again, $20,000 reward being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction. And in this case, searching for that suspect, 17-year-old Zyke Davis, considered armed and dangerous.
I'm starting to think that maybe humans on public transportation are just not compatible. Hey, you know, whether it's on a flight, whether it's on a SEPTA bus, a school bus, a subway station, a train, it's just constant riffraff fighting with each other. It's awful.
Yeah,
thank God I have my own vehicle.
You've tapped into something there, Nick, that I think is very interesting. I don't think we're meant to live together.
No, dogs have it better.
Yeah.
You know, they're the greater species.
I do think there's too many of us. I think we're too close to one another, and I think...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to permanently install social distancing. Let's create and concoct another pandemic and kill more people. It's just too many people out there.
Oh, God.
It's just enough. We're overpopulated. Everybody's angry. Everybody's got mental health issues. Just go away.
Oh, my God. Well, you're Mr. Half Glass Full this morning.
You know, I don't even know if I want to golf with humans anymore.
You're the one who reports these horrific news stories in the morning.
It's not Dawn's fault. It's the scum that can't get along with each other.
Should I tell you what you want to hear?
Yes.
I mean, that's basically what talk radio has become anyway. So
just reinforce my beliefs and let's move along.
You said something that I don't agree with, and therefore I'm never listening again.
Honestly, okay, Chip.
Honestly,
okay.
Folks, if you don't have a vehicle by now, save up. I get it. Not everybody has their own car. Just do whatever you got to do. Even if you've got to get a $500 car that barely starts, just avoid this mess.
God. Well, we have other news this morning, and this is the story of, there's a lot more, but this is the story of a local council person, a local lawmaker who is needs your help. Why? Because this Philadelphia City Councilwoman, she hopes you can help. She hopes whoever took her dog after it escaped from her yard will return her dog. Their family's devastated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Every time we tread down these people's pets alley, we all get in trouble. So just return the dog.
I don't want any Twitter feeds dedicated to deer or baby or Bambi tweeting me. Well, look, here's where I do have some faith in humanity. Remember the story Dawn reported months ago about Keely Ringo's mom, or family member that lost the dog and ultimately it was returned. Stalker, you were wrong. You thought it was turned into pit bull meat. And the dog was safely eventually
an optimistic
returned.
Group.
Thank God.
So Philadelphia police say that Councilwoman Kendra Brooks actually reported that she let her doggy out in the yard and believed he'd come back in the house, realized he had escaped through the fence, because that dog is always, if there's any little part of the fence that they can escape through. This is a little light brown miniature poodle, so it's a little doggy named Buzz. Okay. I don't know if Buzz is maybe Buzz Lightyear, you know, Toy Story, maybe. But 5 years old, and they love Buzz. And so he escaped near 15th and Wingahocking in the Logan section of Philadelphia. So apparently there might be somebody saw that a man found the dog and took the dog, pulled over in his silver Altima and took the dog. Now, she claims the dog is chipped. They can't find the dog. We don't know what's going on. There are missing posters of Buzz all over the neighborhood.
That's a great dog. Great dog name, by the way.
Buzz.
I like Buzz.
Not for a little dog like that. Like, Buzz needs to be a sturdy, hefty dog. Like not necessarily a Rottweiler, but a Chihuahua or whatever is not Buzz.
Okay.
That's not a Buzz.
So the baseline is like a Labrador.
Like a bulldog.
Yes. Yeah. A bulldog is a perfect Buzz name. Absolutely.
Oh, my name's Buddy. My name's Buzz.
Yeah, I think Buzz and Buddy are going to be buddies in the next lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, we have Democrats, a big story making national news here in Pennsylvania. So we told you about in the House, in the legislature here, the Democrats won in that special election by 1 point. And we also reported yesterday something going on in Lancaster County, very close race. Well, it's official. Democrats claiming victory in a Lancaster County state Senate district in Pennsylvania, where President Trump won, by the way, by at least 15 percentage points last November. So the statistic that they're giving out, and this is making national news, I think, because it's basically Democrats saying, so you're saying there's a chance. It's hope to Democrats.
It's the first election since the last election, right? I mean, that's why people are not because it's a Democrat win, but because it's literally the first election
since
November. Yeah.
So what do you think? Hangover effect? Is it the fact that it's not Trump on the ballot? I hope Republicans don't get complacent, because we've seen voter turnout. It's not the same when Trump's not on the ticket, right?
Well, and I'd asked Linda Kearns about this yesterday, but it was before they officially called it. She said, you know, once again, sound familiar, low voter turnout for Republicans.
Yep.
So we'll see. The win was only by 500 votes. Associated Press calling the race yesterday afternoon for the Democrat candidate. This is James Malone. Like I say, won by not even 500 votes. And so national Democrats saying that this is a very hopeful sign, and Republicans suggesting this was the result of a weak candidate and ongoing struggle, just motivating GOP voters to turn out in off-year elections.
I just said in the Big Take yesterday, do not revert to your laissez-faire approach.
I
literally said that verbatim yesterday.
I've said this for a while, and I'm going to stand by it. If Trump's not on the ballot, I don't know if there's this huge Republican majority that everybody thinks there is.
Could be true.
Excuse me. You could put me on the ballot.
John Farris has been tweeting about this a ton. Don't take your summer off. Don't you know, this whole thing, right? You just think you're going to show up on election day with your hat on and you're, I'm here to take advantage of my liberties and rights. You're going to lose.
New Jersey is going to be really the next big test, right? June 10th or June 11th, I think, is the...
Jersey and Virginia are both the two gubernatorial races this year. I think it's specifically in Virginia, the lieutenant governor is the candidate underneath Youngkin. What's her name? Winston Sears or Winsome Sears?
Yes.
She's got like five names.
She's African-American, military, Second Amendment. Is that who you mean?
Yep. So I just forget her full name.
We got that going on.
Yeah, she got a bunch of hyphens and all sorts of stuff.
So, looking at the economy, I'll headline this. I can't. Yeah. In the Big Take, sometimes you cover a bunch of things, but in this one, President Trump announcing yesterday the plans to put 25% tariffs on all imported cars. So we got that going on.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a theory as to why they made a big deal of that, as far as this administration in the White House. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. I think there's a little intent behind being so emphatic about it. It's not like it was breaking news yesterday, because remember, these were all going to go into effect on April 2nd anyway, but the fact that it was put out there from a messaging standpoint, I have a theory as to why.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps because of the Hyundai announcement and maybe emboldening him, but you're right. The announcement of the auto tariffs, of this particular tariff, is ahead of next Wednesday, which is April 2nd. So Trump has repeatedly referred to that date as Liberation Day. So we shall see on that one. A couple of other stories this morning as we think about, well, first of all, Sixers loss.
They still play?
Sixers loss.
I was going to say,
I didn't even know they were still a thing. Like, you know, if they were contracted and taken out of the league yesterday, I would not have noticed.
I feel like it's my Donnie Downer, like, what, you know what I mean? 119-114.
Yep. But luckily, baseball starts.
Yeah.
Thank God. Today.
So, yeah.
It's the opener tomorrow against the today, I should say, against the Nationals, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Home opener.
Monday. Yep. Henry Machette will be down there for during the Dom show. Getting some live feedback from some of the fans down there for opening day.
Nice.
Zach Wheeler, a -170 favorite today. I looked at their schedule for when they do come home starting Monday. In April, they get the Braves, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cubs, and the Giants all in the first month.
Wow.
That is a juicy first month. And by the way, let me give you another Phillies tidbit here. I did a little sports prep for everybody today.
Look at you.
Just to remind people. But this has nothing to do with sports. So they're talking about new food items this year around the ballparks.
Yep.
Citizens Bank Park is rolling out a new item this year, and I think it's disgusting. S'mores quesadillas.
Ugh.
Could you eat a s'more inside of a quesadilla shell?
No.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Well, it's instead of the graham cracker.
Yeah.
It's everything but the graham cracker.
You get the marshmallow and the chocolate. And instead of the graham cracker, you get a nice little buttery, crispy quesadilla shell.
It's probably good.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's the salt and the sweet.
See, I've always been like my wife's parents, when they do certain events, they'll do, if they have a lot of fried foods in their tent, because they're told what items they can have and what they can't. They've done the deep fried Oreos. Have you ever had a deep fried Oreo?
Yes.
Yes. Sure.
I hate it.
I don't like it either.
I'm appalled by it.
Yeah.
So,
By the way, in this country, we can't really invent anything. But when it comes to food concoctions, we're all over that.
Right.
Like, what if we put ranch dressing on the back of a pizza? How would that taste?
How do we make it more fat?
What if we created a jalapeno starburst?
And then, in other news, you wonder why Americans have an obesity epidemic, right?
China boat racing us on AI and everything else, but we can put s'mores in a quesadilla.
Yeah. You wonder why 77% of teens are unfit for the military.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fatsos.
By the way, the ESPN has the power rankings. I think the Phillies number 2 or number 3.
Wow. Okay.
So.
Yeah, top 5 for sure. Yep.
They're not better than the Dodgers. I mean,
no. And this whole Trey Turner, Bryce Harper thing better result in a championship. Yeah. I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yep.
I know we're going to talk about Pete Hegseth and all the other national news, Trump, everybody, but I want to get to some stunning news.
Stunning.
This is stunning.
Yep.
After 28 seasons, the Eagles pep band has been let go.
The Eagles!
I saw this yesterday.
They got dozed.
What the heck?
Budget cuts.
I didn't realize, I didn't realize that they were employed by the Eagles. I thought that they were just a bunch of fans that stood outside and, you know.
Do they ever go into the stadium? I don't recall ever seeing them inside.
They are credited. They are credited with the Eagles fight song, Fly Eagles Fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're the ones credited with that.
Yes.
They're being let go, and the Eagles... The wording here is, well, the Eagles are evolving.
Yeah.
Evolving?
We needed to pay Saquon. Sorry. The Eagles pep band had to go.
Thank you for your 28 years of service with the organization.
That's what I'm going to get.
They've been around almost since the beginning of Lurie's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28 seasons.
Jeez. I wonder what the like the pay for that is, you know?
$50 a game.
They They couldn't have been making that much, right?
No, I can't imagine it. No.
Well,
times are tough.
Why would you let them go then? They're credited with creating the Pep Band in 1996, 1995, and this was the original was Bobby Mancher.
Mm-hmm.
Worked at Sax Trax Production Studios and created the fight song. I guess perhaps did not coin it.
Yeah.
Should have.
Which is a very underrated thing, I think, in the NFL. Not many teams have a Pep Band. You know, the Commanders have one. I think maybe the Chiefs. There's very few. It's not like college where everybody has a band. Which kind of leads to kind of the boring nature of most NFL stadiums. Bands make it better.
So they also, you know, were available, I guess, for extra hire at, like, corporate gatherings and fundraisers. And
maybe they'll show up at the next Conklin appearance.
Weddings.
Joke and throw them a bone.
Maybe one of our big events.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. I was trying to find how much were they paid. It must have been significant if they're saying we're evolving and bye-bye.
Well, how many members did they have? Does it say?
I think just four.
Oh, yeah. Just four. Okay.
That's all I ever saw. Four. Well, all right.
I, honest to God, I had no idea that they were paid by the Eagles organization.
No, I didn't either.
Hmm.
I thought they were just a bunch of fans that hung out there.
You know? Did?
I did, yes.
They're paying them.
Okay. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
They've been doged.
They've been doged.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you.
That's right.
Well,
I'm waiting for a federal judge to reverse this decision.
Fly, Eagles, fly. They'll go into court playing. Your Honor, listen to this beauty of a song.
An Obama-appointed judge reversed the course for Jeffrey Lurie today. He will continue to pay them $200 each home game.
Sinbad said Jeffrey Lurie needed a new yacht.
So we are sponsored by Natural Lawn of America today. 54 degrees, but blustery, windy, with the sun still bright, sunny day. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 62 degrees. But for your Saturday, what a treat. 79, depending on where you are, 79 or 80 degrees for your Saturday. So this 80 degrees, especially Philadelphia, South Jersey, is the warmest day that we've seen or felt since last August.
Wow, I love it.
It's going to feel good.
If it never went below 80 again, I'd love it.
And then Sunday, 70 degrees, more clouds than sun, mostly cloudy on Sunday. Monday, for our home opener, it's 73 degrees. The temperature's not the issue, but we could see some raindrops being dodged. So we have to watch the forecast. It could change, but hopefully they'll get the home opener in without pouring rain. Hey, from organic fertilizer, safer weed and insect controls, Natural Lawn, make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Just choose Natural Lawn. Get free seeding every year, 800-FREE-SEED. Call them, 800-FREE-SEED. Thank you, Natural Lawn of America, for sponsoring this first edition of our news.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, we will get to a big take as the CEOs of NPR and PBS were on the Hill yesterday facing questioning from MTG. But right now, let me tell you about my friends at Bucks County Estate Traders. So great to see them last week at Radiothon, and now's a great time to visit because their spring sale is underway. If you're looking to refresh your home with quality furniture that lasts, you need to check out Bucks County Estate Traders. Their massive 58,000 square foot showroom in Hatfield, PA, packed with stunning antique, vintage, and high-end furniture. Everything from Stickley and Henkel Harris to Ethan Allen and more. And right now, you can save big during their spring sale. Now through the end of the month. And take a look at your calendar. It's already March 27th. Time's running out. Get 15% off store-wide. Plus, when you buy three or more items, you'll get an item for 25% off. Whether you're after classic, modern, or rustic styles, they've got something for every space. And the best part, no waiting months for delivery. You can take it home the same day, or they will ship it nationwide with their white glove delivery service. Check out their incredible showroom in Hatfield or visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com. But hurry, the sale will not last forever.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever. It's Kale and Company on demand from and Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it is brought to you by Anderson Mechanical Corporation. The Big Take, defund NPR and PBS ASAP. If you're a believer in free speech, you believe the government should never intervene in what citizens can or cannot say. If you're a believer in capitalism and meritocracy, as well as the government staying away from media manipulation, you should oppose your federal tax dollars funding any media outlet. I'm in no way suggesting that NPR and PBS should be silenced. I am, however, saying that they should have to generate their own revenue, and it should never come out of the pockets of citizens in the United States of America. Go out there, compete for it, and earn it. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, both NPR and PBS had to face the music. This coming less than 2 months after Doge unearthed findings that many media outlets in the legacy media have been receiving money from USAID. That includes Politico, The New York Times, The Associated Press, and others, not only selling advertisements, not only with paywalls and subscriptions, but getting your cash. That is outrageous. So is NPR and PBS, we know they are spewing left-wing propaganda, but it's coming on your dime. Here was new Democrat class clown Jasmine Crockett doing what she does best, putting on a show and offering very little substance. Listen and watch.
About emergency management, and they don't care about free speech, all of which are harming American people. In fact, I'm going to skip off real quick because they have tried to come for you, Ms. Mayor. And I just want to clarify, you did not work for NPR when those statements were made, did you?
That is correct, Madam.
And to be clear, free speech is not about whatever it is that y'all want somebody to say. And the idea that you want to shut down everybody that is not Fox News is... We need to stop playing, because that's what y'all are doing in here. You don't want to hear the opinions of anybody else. And the Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the...
The gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Nobody is saying PBS and NPR needs to be canceled, censored, or suppressed. The argument is that they shouldn't be funded on tax dollars to operate. This has nothing to do with free speech, Jasmine. And it's very rich of the Democrats to talk about canceling opposing views. They've been doing that for a decade. But from one point of view to the counterpoint, here's my girl Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG's closing statement from yesterday that I fully support. Listen and watch this.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is using taxpayer dollars to actively suppress the truth, suppress diverse viewpoints, and produce some of the most outlandish, ludicrous content. After listening to what we've heard today, we will be calling for the complete and total defund and dismantling of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Here's how it works. In America, every single day, private businesses operate on their own without government funding. We believe that you all can hate us on your own dime.
Boom. Defund that, Jasmine. The same lady who was advocating for the defunding of police now all of a sudden wants partisan viewpoints to remain funded by our hard-earned cash. Unfortunately, while you and I may support this, looks like most Americans do not. According to Pew Research, headline, Americans are more likely to support than oppose continuing federal funding for NPR and PBS. They write the following. About a quarter of U.S. adults, 24%, say Congress should remove federal funding from NPR and PBS. That according to a Pew Research Center survey that was conducted March 10th through the 16th. But a larger share, 43%, sadly, say NPR and PBS should continue to receive funding from the federal government,
while 33% say they are not sure. And of course, this falls on party lines as well. 69% of Democrats, the majority of the Democrat Party, want it to continue. And the majority of the Republican Party, 44%, want it to end. Tennessee's Tim Burchett had this great point to make on the hypocrisy and how the left would act if it was on the other foot. Listen and watch this.
Hey everybody, Tim Burchett, just leaving Oversight, Doge Committee, and NPR and PBS were on the stand, and they needed to be. It's just unbelievable the far left agenda that they're allowed to perpetrate on this country at taxpayers' expense. Could you imagine if Fox or Real America's Voice or anybody else, Newsmax, if they were allowed to receive federal money? I mean, there'd be an outcry, and there should be. And it's not a First Amendment issue. They can say whatever the heck they want. Just the American taxpayer shouldn't have to pay a dadgum red cent to it. I hope we get the guts and start passing some things to start saving American taxpayers' money. It's time. It really is. Thank y'all for saying.
Could you imagine if one dadgum red cent went to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT out of a progressive's pocket in Bluebell, Pennsylvania? Will Bunch would write a 3,000-word column on it. Amen to that, Mr. Burchett. And his viewpoint carries even more weight after the revelations made public in yesterday's hearing. NPR head Catherine Marr admitted that her outlet failed to cover the Hunter Biden laptop story, quote, more aggressively or sooner. But this really shouldn't come as a shocker. Rep. Brandon Gill brought up Marr's old tweets during the hearing that showed she is super slanted. And it doesn't matter if she was employed by NPR when these were posted. It shows the inherent bias. Tweets such as, quote, America is addicted to white supremacy. That's the head of NPR prior to taking the position on social media. Other posts that also supported the looting in the summer of 2020, BLM, and reparations. Your tax dollars going to progressive propaganda. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley of Fox News wrote the following yesterday after the hearings. CEO Catherine Marr spent much of NPR's time addressing her own past extreme views and commentary. This is precisely why some of us encouraged NPR years ago to change course and select a more moderate CEO. Instead, NPR doubled down with a far-left executive who was previously criticized for bias. She then torched internal critics who exposed the overwhelming bias at NPR. This has been going on for years, and NPR has ignored such objections and moved further and further to the left. Even as its audience and revenues fell, it refused to reform. Now, with a real chance that the public funding will be stopped, Marr is saying that her past public views have, quote, evolved and is pledging reforms. She also belatedly apologized for the refusal to cover stories like the Biden laptop. The real question, however, should not be NPR's overwhelming and documented bias. It should be the public funding of a media outlet over its competitors. This country has long opposed state media models. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. NPR, Turley says, is working on a handful of Republicans to see if they can block the defunding effort by promising, after ignoring objections for decades, to bring some, quote, balance to its coverage. Instead, we should get the government out of the state media business in totality as a matter of principle. Let me say two things from what Turley just wrote that I read there. If any Republican works with NPR to block this, they need to be publicly outed and primaried immediately. And secondly, think about how absurd that business model is. It continues to shrink, ratings-wise and revenue-wise, but they don't budge because they're bankrolled by we the people. Talk about the ultimate job security. It's time to defund these two operations immediately. And on a personal note, I'd really like to kick their butt in the ratings because we here at 1210 WPHT have earned our audience, we have earned our ratings, and more importantly, we have earned our advertisers, Piazza Auto Group, Natural Lawn of America, Bucks County Estate Traders, Omaha Steaks, Wawa, Blue Chew, just some ones that I've worked with. They haven't earned a damn thing. NPR's been handed everything on a silver platter. And that should stop. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Anderson Mechanical Corporation. Veteran-owned Anderson Mechanical Corporation is growing rapidly and has career opportunities available right now. If working for a company built on integrity, discipline, and work ethic is important to you, call them today. Veterans highly encouraged to apply. Visit amcontheweb.com. That's amcontheweb.com. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. So let's get everybody else's thoughts. Actually, Dawn, I'm going to come to you second this time. I usually come to you first, but because I know Stocker loves this topic and this story, and he's ready to shoot out of his shorts. Gregory, your thoughts from yesterday?
Well, wow. I'm going to. Do you feel slated, Stensland?
No, I just wanted to. He said you were going to shoot it out of your shorts.
Right. Jimmy put that on the board.
I was excited to see that.
I'm going to give a hat tip to my friend and great listener, Road Warrior, because he sent this gif, and this is how I feel about the audience in Philadelphia. Roll it.
Yeah. It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine! Get back in there! Down, down, down! Go, go, go! Mine, mine, mine!
Is that you stuffing down the competition?
That's me stuffing down the competition. No, I, in all seriousness, that is a fabulous quote, and it's exactly how I feel. But they need to compete with the rest of us. That's it. That's it. Period. Full stop. I don't care. I don't care their editorial process. I don't care what they cover. I don't care if they never cover anything that we do. I don't care. I just want them to compete in the workplace, in the business model that we here at 1210 compete. And if they kick our butts, so be it. Then it was meant to be.
Yep.
But I hate seeing, you know, when I get that list of rankers. You know, and you know, we're right there neck and neck with WHYY. It just infuriates me.
Yeah.
Because they have a business model that allows them to just do whatever they want, whenever they want, report on whatever they want, and there's no consequences for it.
The thing that really irritates me, Dawn, is having my first full-time job in radio was back in 2007 up in the Lehigh Valley for a cluster of stations for another big corporate cluster. And I got this sales job, and they said, you can do the morning show, because I was angling. I was trying to get in any way I could to do a show and get in front of a microphone and get reps and prove that I could do it. And they said, well, you got to sell advertising. And I said, okay. And selling advertising, I'm telling you, and I think, Dawn, you know this, Greg, you know this, it doesn't matter how great your radio station is. You could have 20 shares. You could have 25. You could have the number one show in the market for a quarter of a century. It is a challenge for these sales reps every day to go out and hit their quota, because it is difficult to sell radio ads. And we fight for every, especially in our format here, which is viewed to be such toxic right-wing commentary. It's difficult. And this platform of NPR or PBS, they don't even have to go out there and get in their car sales rep wise and drive all over and do follow up meetings and then be, put through the ringer from an advertiser saying, oh, we'll get back to you. I'm not sure. I got to run it by my partner. They just take your tax dollars and they profit off of it. And it doesn't matter if they're good, bad, or indifferent. As long as they have that revenue stream coming in, they're never going to go anywhere. It's outrageous. It's like a football team starting in the red zone already every single possession. They only got to go 20 yards to punch it in. We got to start at our own 20 and drive the ball 80 yards down the field.
I think it's not about us, competition. It's not about the quality of their programming. It's not about whether or not they lean right or left or wherever they lean. And it's not about free speech.
Nope.
Congressman Crockett can say whatever she wants. They can have their free speech. I just don't want to pay for it. We have a $36 trillion debt. We give them hundreds of millions of dollars a year. This is really simple. We, the taxpayers, the money coming out of our paycheck, should not have to have money extracted from my paycheck, your paycheck, our paychecks, to go to them. So they can have all the freedom of speech. They can say whatever the heck they want. They can be progressive, say their pronouns. God bless. I just don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
It's really simple.
You're right.
Can you imagine if during the Trump administration, if they decided that they were going to fund stations like this?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the outcry?
That's what Burchett said.
Yeah, that's a Babylon Bee.
And there should be, by the way. There absolutely should be.
Right.
Because if we can't stand on our own merits, then we don't deserve to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like this is not, you know, people need information and they don't know how to get it, and we need to make sure that there's an FM dial out there that has all the information out there. No, it's not 1934 anymore. Again, the business model has changed, and they need to compete with the rest of us. That's mm-hmm. all.
Yep. I think we fund the Eagles pep band with your tax dollars.
You're not.
And cut NPR.
I'd rather fund Skinny Joey's cheesesteak shop.
Agreed.
Than NPR.
Yeah, because he's on the road to redemption. That's true.
Turley's so spot on. Americans have forever opposed state media models. And that's exactly what this is, right? I mean, you can sit there and say Fox News is propaganda. You can say MSNBC is propaganda. I have no problem with people that make those claims because in all seriousness, that's what they are. There's very, very few centrist, unbiased, just nuts and bolts news media outlets, even though there's allegedly a demand for it. And allegedly there's a third of America that would love to vote for a third party. And 32% of Americans are independents. The reality is we have one corner and we have the opposing corner. It's like a boxing ring. We got the blue corner, we got the red corner. That's what we have. But I mean, my God, it shouldn't come out of our paychecks. Yeah. That's the thing that really sticks in your craw.
Yeah, and if Congressman Crockett wants to fund NPR, then she should.
Yeah.
When they have all of their donor drives, call in, give your credit card.
Yep.
Crockett.
Yeah. Let all these Democrats in office that are making $270,000 a year with net worth of $42 million, let them fund it. Let them take their spare change and bankroll NPR.
By the way, I have a friend who works for WHYY, and he was listening yesterday, Dawn, during some of your commentary about said radio station, and you were off on a couple of things. First of all, the starting salary there is not great. He's been there 17 years, and he has he said he's still, you know, struggling to get by.
Is this radio or television?
Radio.
Because I was referring to the TV station.
Okay.
Sorry.
And Paul Gluckman has not been there for 2 decades, apparently.
Paul Gluck.
Whatever. Has not been there for 2 decades.
For a while. Well, so, I knew he was there for a while, and he was, I said he was a professor at Temple, and he was at CBS 3.
And there are, they do school programs, too, there as well.
Is there a television version of NPR, or is that just PBS?
Yeah, there's a TV version.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've only ever heard of NPR from a radio standpoint. I didn't know that there was a television channel for it.
The quote is, we are in Philadelphia schools. We have a teaching classrooms for students on site and in the school teaching the next generation of content creators. So there you go.
Right, there you go.
Just wanted to correct all that.
Here's the thing. It doesn't need correction. I was not referring to radio. I said that there was.
I am never wrong.
No. There was a reporter that worked for KYW who went to the TV side.
Yeah.
And my TV friends say they make pretty good coin. Their starting salaries are more than, for example, if you work at 6ABC.
Well, are you saying KYW radio or KYW TV3?
KYW radio.
Oh, okay.
It's known as CBS 3 is the TV station. KYW is our local sister station.
Right.
So I was referring to the television of it.
Okay. All right. 855-839-1210. What's his name? Gluck? Gluckman?
Paul Gluck. I said this yesterday. Is he still involved with them? I think he still is, maybe with the education side, but he's at the Lou Klein College of Communication at Temple. He's still an associate professor. He's a big name there.
Marcus Aurelius says on Twitter, I want to see WPHT take on NPR in an all-out Royal Rumble.
I do too.
Like the Bloods versus the Crips.
I do too.
Switchblades, brass knuckles, and lead pipes.
I love that.
I just like to debate them on any of their commentary. That's all. All right, we'll come back. We've got a lot of stuff yesterday from the fallout of the Signal app that continues to garner a lot of attention. I think there's a lot of mental gymnastics that are being executed in front of microphones and on social media. I don't think this is a very complicated story at all, but we'll get into the latest revelations as we wrap up the hour next. Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, when it comes to this time of year, you think about 80 degrees by Saturday. This is the time, if you don't have a lawn care service, you want to get one. Let me recommend my lawn care company for many years now, Natural Lawn of America, because it makes sense that you want a lawn care company that gives you better results and it's safer for you, your family, your kids, your pets, the grandkids. At Natural Lawn of America, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and your pets. From the organic fertilizers to the safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. And you don't have to take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners who are switching or have just switched to Natural Lawn's safer services. Start enjoying a beautiful, lush, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. You get free seeding every year. If you want that greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, just call them 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED, and this is customized to your lawn. You get a little thingy on the door, just like I got last week. They give you the rundown. They tell you what you need. Maybe you can sign up for other services. But this is their incredible full-service program. That's what we've had for years. They do a beautiful job. Your lawn deserves the best. I want you to call the best. My lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Want to give a shout out. Yesterday was our initial soft push for the Bend to the Shore bike tour. GregStockerSucks.com.
Thank you.
And even though it was a soft push, we've had some strong results. Bob Fazio, thank you very much for signing up. These are names that have either signed up to ride or have already donated. Bob Fazio, Dan Meredith, and Martin Turofsky. Hopefully I didn't butcher your last name, Martin, but looks like we have at least three riders on day one for our team.
Wow. So, it's amazing.
Yeah, and we have 4 months to go, so I think we're going to have a stacked squad this year.
I talked to our general sales manager, Rob Kluestein, yesterday, and he, with one leg, is going to ride.
So you have no excuse. You have none. And you're not doing 10, or you're going to do the full Megilla here.
Yeah.
The full Monty, 65.
You know, Rob has like a bionic leg.
He does.
So it probably is an advantage.
Thank you, Dawn. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
My friend Dawn Stensland sticking up for me.
Yeah. I mean, if Kalustian can do it, all of you can, folks. All right?
GregStockerSucks.com. It's a great cause. It's a great charity. Please donate. Please be generous. Our goal is $15,000. We discussed different things yesterday, Dawn, where we might do some practice rides, maybe have some meetups at local establishments.
Yeah, it's like spring training.
I need to get into bike shape.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta do this.
I'm in decent shape, but I need to get in bike shape.
Unless you're Marissa Fitzgerald and you just show up and you knock it out in 4 hours like it's no big deal and you've never rode a bike before, so. Not that I feel embarrassed.
See, Road Warrior is—he's starting a war here because he's on Dawn's team. He wants to be on Dawn's team. He's going to be Team Dawn.
For what?
For the bike ride.
Dawn, are you riding?
I have not officially announced that.
You haven't declared your intentions.
I'm playing
yet?
Hard to get.
She's still a free agent.
I'm a free agent. That's right.
She's in the portal.
Are you calling me a cheap trip?
855-839-1210. GregStockerSucks.com to donate, to ride, or to do both. All right, we'll come back. We'll get some news to kick off hour number two. The Signal app saga continues. We've got more revelations with woke Snow White. And also a story I hope we can get to today, as Bobby Kennedy is going after big pharma advertising. And you know what? You don't need to silence and censor left-wing propaganda. If this happens and Big Pharma can no longer advertise on television, did you know, I'll give you a little tidbit here, that actually mainstream media, CNN specifically, 75% of their ad revenue comes from Big Pharma. If Bobby has his way, he might put CNN out to pasture permanently. Back after this with Hour 2.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.